Welcome to the Gymea Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We're so glad you're listening to the pod and trust that this message encourages your heart and faith today. At GBC, we're all about partnering with God in the renewal and restoration of all things. And it's our hope that through these sermons, you'll discover the life-changing power of Jesus. If you'd like to join us in person or online or find out more, check out our website at gymeabaptist.org.au.
The Bible reading today comes from John 10, 1:10. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by a name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them. And his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you all and have you all here with us this morning for another of our Eastertide series sermons, which sounds a bit weird, I know. But it is kind of nice that the church calendar extends Easter to last from Easter until Pentecost. It's nice for it to be more than just a weekend. In this series, we've been looking at the lectionary readings, which has given us a wide variety of different sermons. Today is no different. And as part of the lectionary readings for this week, we have the John 10 passage. We also had Psalms 23 that I could have selected, which also focuses on the theme of shepherds. So I thought I'd use that as a bit of a sign that I should talk about shepherds for this morning, which kind of took me back a little bit to a few years ago, 2024, where we did a series at Youth called In the Names of Jesus, where we looked at the different names given to Jesus, one of which was the Good Shepherd. So it sort of took me back a little bit to when we were doing that series, and we're kind of going to do a little bit of that today, focusing on John 10, because there's far too much for me to say about shepherds in the Bible. So we're going to focus on John 10. And what it says about shepherds and being a shepherd. So before we look a bit closer at the passage itself, I want to clarify a few things about Jesus' speech that we just heard. I want there to be no assumptions and no confusion as to what some of these terms that Jesus is using actually means. So starting off with the sheep, right? The sheep is the people of God, all right? Anytime it refers to sheep, people of God, right? So the next thing is the pasture itself. Now, the pasture itself in this particular story is referring to the kingdom of God, right? There is evidence of that in the passage that we'll get to later, so I don't want to spoil it for you, right? And the final thing is the shepherd, which is the people who have authority to lead and guide God's people. And I put it that way because this passage is either spoken by Jesus or written by the author in a way that it can be interpreted as the shepherd is Jesus or as others who God has given the authority to lead and to guide his people. It's really unique in that way. It's really fascinating. It's fascinated me as I've read, and I kind of want to share a little bit about that with you this morning as we go through this passage and take a deeper look. So let's do that. If you've got your Bible, I'd recommend having it open so you could read along and follow along with me. But section one, this opening section, starts out very, very, very nicely and says, very truly, I tell you, Pharisees. At least we know who he's talking to. But this first section focuses on the comparison between thieves and robbers and the shepherd. The thieves and the robbers are people who climb the fence and enter the pasture to gain access to the sheep for their own intentions. Right? They don't have very good intentions. They're not trying to guide the sheep or lead the sheep. They're trying to steal them. They're trying to kill them. Right? Reduce them in number. In this particular biblical context that this takes place, Jesus was talking about the Pharisees. He was outright telling them to your face, you are thieves and robbers trying to steal from the kingdom of God. Pretty confronting. Thank goodness I'm not a Pharisee. On the other hand, you have the shepherd. Instead of climbing over the fence and gaining access to the sheep in a way that they're not meant to, the shepherd enters through the gate. He's welcomed by the gatekeeper and enters the pen or the pasture and influences the sheep. He speaks to them and they know his voice. They know him. They know who he is. They know that he is safety. That's the people of God. Like the people of God know God's voice, both in the Jewish context, as the Jewish people knew God's voice, they were his people at this particular point in time, but also in the modern sense, where we, as the people of God, know his voice. We follow after God. We follow after Jesus. Now, I think you're starting to hopefully understand how you can interpret it either way, but for Jesus, Jesus had a way prepared for him. His path was set forth before him, prophesied about in the Old Testament, spoken about well in advance, and he ticked off every box as he went along, fulfilling all those prophecies as he went along, following the path that had been set before him, entering through the gate, gaining access to the sheep, influencing the people, gathering crowds, speaking to them, teaching them, so they knew his voice, the voice of God. The Pharisees, on the other hand, they tried to steer them away from Jesus. They called him demon-possessed. Called him crazy. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Follow us. Follow the ways and the traditions that you have evolved. Don't worry about anything else. Pretty fitting that the Pharisees don't understand. So Jesus really has to spell it out, make it super clear. Jesus says, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. Hang on a second. Weren't we just talking about Jesus being the shepherd and now he's saying, I'm the gate? Well, he can be both, and he is both. He is the shepherd that leads his people, but he's also the gate. This is the evidence that I spoke about of the pen, the pasture, being the kingdom of God. Because Jesus is the gate into the kingdom of God. Jesus is the way that we enter the kingdom of God. Jesus leads his sheep to gain access to the kingdom, which is only possible through him. It's fitting that this is an Easter-themed sort of message, and we had communion this morning, because that was all about. Jesus created the way for us to enter the kingdom of heaven through dying on the cross. Jesus made the way for us to enter so that we could be saved. Yet there were still people amongst his people, the Pharisees, trying to kill and destroy what he was about to do and has done for us now. There are still people in our world that try to do that, that try to downplay the gospel, to try to stop the work of God. But Jesus is the way. Jesus is the shepherd that leads us to greener pastures, that leads us to the kingdom of God. It's not possible without Jesus. I always struggle to read verses 1 to 10 without sort of finishing it off in like 11 to 15. Let me read that for you now. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and it scatters. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know my Father, I lay down my life for the sheep." One of the biggest reasons Jesus did the ministry in the way that he did, it was because he was preparing for him to ultimately leave the earth. He knew that he would return to heaven. He knew that he wouldn't be here forever. So he had to put plans in place. He had to do things the way that he did so that there could be a way for us to enter the kingdom of heaven. And part of that is preparing others who would follow along in his footsteps, taking on the role of a shepherd after him. Now at the time, the role of a religious leader, such as the Pharisees, they were often called into and referred to as shepherds because of their role of leading and guiding and protecting the people of God to follow after him. They'd taken that far out of context. It was no longer about following after God. The rules and the laws of the Old Testament were no longer about, as they intended, giving guidelines of how you should follow after God, how your relationship with God should actually look like. And they followed him to the letter. It was about the law itself. This wasn't how it was meant to be. It was meant to be a guide. Jesus had to fix that. He had to set the way for us. He had to show us how it's done. He had to be the good shepherd so that those who could come after him could shepherd his people into the future. Now, am I saying that everyone should be a shepherd? Yes and no. Right? In this particular context about religious leaders, no, I'm not saying that everyone should take on the role of a shepherd and become pastor or join ministry. Right? There's one role that Jesus fulfilled in many different roles that he fulfilled. So I don't think everyone should go in and join pastoral ministry. Some of us may be called to do so, like myself, like Mark. And that's good because Jesus calls each and every one of us to our own role in the kingdom of God. But I do say yes at the same time, because I feel like there's an element where each and every one of us are called to be a shepherd. We don't have the good shepherd with us anymore. We do have the Holy Spirit inside each and every one of us. And we each and every one of us recognizes the voice and the call of the Holy Spirit because we recognize God's voice as our good shepherd. So I do feel and I do think we are each called to be a shepherd, to shepherd one another. And we do that already. The way that our church is set up, the way that our church functions is because we shepherd one another. We have ministry service areas to lead and guide one another. We have life groups, Bible studies and prayer groups and various other ministry areas that we do to protect, to lead, to guide, to journey together as a flock following after our shepherd. I think that's the message for today. Shepherd one another. Simple-ish, right? Shepherd one another in the same way that Jesus has shepherded you. Shepherd one another. One of my favorite sayings is follow me as we follow Jesus. It's my model of leadership. So I don't think I could do it any other way. Follow me as I follow Jesus, because Jesus knows what he's doing. I don't at the best of times, but I don't have to, because Jesus knows where we're going. So let's shepherd one another. Follow one another as we follow Jesus. Let's join together in prayer as our worship team comes to join us and play our final song. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you that you are the good shepherd. The Father, you set the way before us. That through you we can enter the kingdom of heaven once more. That we can enter your kingdom, where you rule and reign as the King of Kings. Father, we thank you for that invitation that is given to us. And I pray, Father, that each and every one of us would accept that, and accept our place in the kingdom of heaven. And Father, I really just pray that you would help each and every one of us to follow after your voice, the voice of the shepherd. May we know your voice. May we hear it regularly. May you lead and guide our church. May you lead and guide our community. May you lead and guide our city, our country, and our world. You are the shepherd. And there is no way to the Father except through you. We pray that everyone would know that. And Father, we know that you won't stop until everyone does. Until every tongue confesses that you are Lord. You are our Savior, you are our Shepherd, our Protector, our Provider. That you are God, the one God. Father, we believe that. We proclaim that today. Our Father and our Shepherd, we praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this sermon podcast. We hope you found inspiration and encouragement, and God used this message to speak to you. If you want to connect more with GBC, you can follow us on social media or contact us via our website. You can also get to know some of the people from our church community through the We Are The Church podcast. Real stories of real people sharing how Jesus has shaped and transformed their life. We pray you experience the transforming power of Jesus in your life and pray that God blesses you today.